Hey there, my name is Chris Johnson. How you doing, huh? How you doing? Are you in the business of let me slide my fucking mic stand across the floor and make a bunch of fucking noise. But are you in the business of going online and reading lame, dumb fucking inspirational quotes? Or I shouldn't even say inspirational, pseudo-inspirational, pseudo-intellectual bullshit. There are fucking websites that specialize in this shit. People share it all over Facebook. They put it on their fucking walls, send fucking texts back and forth to each other with all this fucking nonsense. And there's a couple major culprits here. Word porn is number one. You're familiar with word porn? Have you heard of word porn? It's safe. I mean, you might think word porn, you might think that's two librarians fucking, but it's not, sadly. I mean, I'd watch that. I'd be more interested in two librarians fucking than I would with most of the shit that's posted on word porn. Intelligence is sexy is another one. They all got these dumb fucking names. There's no intelligence needed. There's no intelligence necessary for most of this shit. I'll just give you one fucking example. Here is a post on intelligence is sexy. I don't have a lot of friends, but I have the best ones because I choose quality over quantity. What is that? I don't even know what the fuck that means, number one. And then somebody posted on it, an old saying. He had 3,500 friends on Facebook, but only 3 showed up to his funeral. First of all, I'm gonna call fucking bullshit right there. I'm gonna call bullshit right fucking now on an old saying. Facebook's been around for 15 fucking years. There's nothing old about that fucking saying. How the fuck is a fucking saying that originated 10 years ago a fucking old saying, you dipshit fuck? God damn it. Here's more bullshit. Here's your standard word porn bullshit. Pick up a good book and pour a good glass. What is that? I don't even know what the fuck that means. What does that mean? Do not allow your loneliness to lower your standards. I actually do know what that means. That's actually halfway decent advice. So you'll get a pass there. Or this one here. If you're mad at me, please just tell me what I did wrong instead of ignoring me. I guess that's kind of true too. But I don't need a fucking post. I don't need a fucking website to put down basic human decency in word form and then pass it off as if it's some kind of inspiring fucking mantra to live by. That's all. That's all I'm fucking saying. There's some other sayings too. This one is actually an old saying. It's by that fucking woman who fucked Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe. You remember her? She fucked the president. And then she sang to him all fucking creepily while his fucking family was there. Couple of scumbags. You know, happy birthday, Mr. President, when she's in the fucking nude leotard or whatever the fuck she was wearing that day. I say as if I was fucking there. But I know about it. You know about it. She has this really fucking popular quote that people fucking share all the time, and it pisses me off because it's a terrible fucking quote. It's a fucking, it's a quote by an asshole for an asshole, by assholes for assholes. And it's a pretty long, dumb shit fucking quote, but the part that most people end up sharing goes something like this. If you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. That is, without a fucking doubt, the dumbest fucking quote ever conceived. Because what you're basically saying is, look, baby, I'm an asshole. I'm gonna treat you like shit. I'm gonna fucking throw tantrums. I'm gonna fuck the president even though I'm fucking Joe DiMaggio. Look, I don't know the Monroe timeline, but I'm just saying she fucked a lot of people, okay? She did a lot of fucking. And so did Kennedy. They fucked a lot of people. But basically what you're saying is, I'm gonna be an asshole. And if you can't fucking deal with that, then you don't deserve me to be nice to you. What the fuck kind of logic is that? That's bullshit backwards fucking logic. Who fucking lives like that? If somebody treats you like shit and somebody's being a fucking dick, you can't just say look at baby. Look, I know I'm being a dick, but if you can't fucking deal with this, then you don't deserve me when I'm being nice to you. It's the dumbest fucking saying on earth. I fucking hate it. I hate that saying. I hate people who say that saying. I hate people who post that saying. And I hate people that actually fucking believe that saying because you're a fucking asshole. If I'm gonna be a cunt to somebody, that just means I'm a cunt. It doesn't mean that, you gotta sift through my cuntish behavior in order for me to be a nice guy. If you're a dick, you're a fucking dick. Every asshole can be nice to somebody from time to time. It doesn't fucking mean anything. Fucking jerk. Some of the stuff that people post, though, I kind of feel bad about. It's, designed to make them feel better. And it's shit that, I can kind of understand, especially, having gone through a divorce. And I get it, but it'll be oh, he just made the biggest mistake of his life throwing you away. And did he? I bet you my ex-wife's doing just fine without my fucking ass. And there's really nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that, my life is going to be any better or worse. I just don't think about that bullshit. I don't really care about it. Some people just want to, feel better about themselves. They want to feel better about themselves, or they want to justify their shitty behavior. So they go online and they find some fucking quote to fucking pimp. and they fucking share it with everybody, and they think like, hey, this is good stuff. I'm a fucking intellectual. And it's just dumb. It's just dumb. I think everybody should stop fucking doing it. Here's what I'm interested in. This is all I want to see when I log online. Pictures of your pets and maybe like, you know, a dog picking apples or some shit. You know what I mean? Something like that. That's all I really want to see. I don't want to see fucking quotes. I don't want to fucking see you justify being a dick. I don't want to see vague book posts either. A lot of times people post that lame fucking shit, like just so people ask what's wrong. Like, oh man, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place here, but that's what I fucking think. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. You can catch new episodes then. Follow on Apple Podcasts, follow on Google Play. Every episode's on Podbean, the website, or the app there. I'm on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. No inspirational bullshit, I promise you. I promise you. Just me. I'm the furthest thing from a fucking inspiration that you're ever going to find. You can chat with me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou or follow along on Facebook in my timeline.